37. Cars. Volkswagen, BMW, Mercedes-Benz. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a German car, preferably, but I'm not sure which brand to choose.
Here we stock used Volkswagens, BMWs, and Mercedes-Benz.
Okay, great. Can you tell me something about them? I know the word Volkswagen means people's car, right?
Yes. Before the 1930s, there had been many efforts to create simple cars that everyone could afford, but none met with profound success.
So, who was the first person to succeed with the people's car?
A man named Ferdinand Porsche, I'm sure you've heard that name before, set up a business and made a simple car that everyone could afford.
Oh, you must mean the Volkswagen Beetle. Didn't Adolf Hitler have something to do with that?
Yes. Porsche pushed his idea of a small car forward and helped Hitler get a real people's car for the citizens of Germany.
I don't really like any Volkswagen models. How about BMWs?
BMW began almost 90 years ago, making aircraft engines, motorcycles, and then cars.
When did they start building cars?
In 1927, an Austin 7 produced under license began production. BMW bought the company the following year, and this became the company's first car, the BMW 315.
So BMW's first car wasn't really theirs at all. I know that since 2003, BMWs have been produced in Shenyang, China, in a joint venture with Chinese manufacturer Brilliance.
Have you considered a Mercedes-Benz? Just like a BMW, they are excellent quality.
In the past, I owned an E230, but I don't know too much about the company.
Mercedes-Benz was established in the late 1880s by two men, Gottlieb Daimler and Karl Benz. Their partnership is long and complicated.
Yes, I've read a little about it. Mercedes-Benz was named after Karl Benz's daughter, wasn't it?
Actually, they were named after the daughter of an Austrian dealer who bought and successfully raced the cars. He went on to help decide some design modifications.
Well, if you have any SLK models in stock, I'd love to take one for a test drive.